So here we are with Callum Graham from The Chisel. So hi Callum, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome.
So you with The Chisel are playing here in Italy in Milan on September 1st for Punkadeca Festival along with the UK Subs and many others Italian punk bands. But this isn't your first time here in Italy, is it?
No, we played in Bologna a while ago, a few years ago for, I forgot what the festival was called, but that was with, is it Giuda from Rome?
Yeah.
And we also played with Dropkick Murphys in Milan recently as well. And that was a bit of a surreal experience. It was a huge, huge outdoor venue and it wasn't what we were expecting at all.
So Punkadeca is a well-known Italian punk web magazine. What do you think about the role of words and promotion in music?
I think it's incredibly important, especially when I was getting into punk and hardcore and oi. People did their own zines and they did their own interviews and they put together webzines or fanzines and the like. And it gets the word out there, and it's incredibly important as part of like the community of punk as well to keep an established thing going, because it gives that sense of community within it when people produce webzines and they do reviews where maybe big newspapers or review magazines wouldn't go near punk. It's good to have the punk community coming forward with their own version.
How did The Chisel come together as a band?
So Charlie and Nick, they used to play in a band called Arms Race, and that band kind of fell to the wayside, and me and Nick always spoke about doing a band together. And I'd never sang in a band before. I've never done anything like that, but I just said okay. And we never expected it to do anything. Well, me, Charlie and Nick went into a practice room, did two practices, and then in the studio straight away and recorded our first EP. So it was never supposed to be anything bigger than 1 7-inch, but it started there. And we didn't play a show for 18 months because of COVID. So we just recorded 3 EPs and then the first LP after that. So it kind of snowballed. We used the COVID as a time for us to be able to write and record music because no shows were happening in the UK.
Which do you think is the difference between old wave of oi and so-called new wave of oi?
I think with the new wave of oi, it takes a lot more from different influences. But at the same time, you listen to old oi bands, you listen to Sham 69, they do not sound like the Foreskins, they do not sound like Coxborough. They were all very separate and very different. The real difference is that it's now people know and they have a set way of what is oi or what is punk, and there isn't really, for the worst part, there isn't really that form of expression because everyone just wants to play within the specific music. I think there's not much difference. I don't know, to be honest. It's something that I welcome, you know, the new wave of oi, but I don't think there's anything too different around it, other than it doesn't have the same freedom that it used to have, in my opinion.
So, which are the influences of The Chisel?
So I'd say, I mean, on the political level, The Chisel's a very left-wing band, so I'd say maybe like Angelic Upstarts or The Partisans and bands like that. But musically, I think we take influences from different music, not just oi. So there's a lot of stuff like maybe like the Foreskins or the Business, but also more anarcho, like Conflict or UK82, like the Exploited, and also UK Subs, who we're playing with, are a huge, huge influence on me personally. So I'd say those, we try to do our own thing and we try to take the influences to create our own thing. We don't want to copy the old bands, but they are the core influences, I would say, for the band.
How did the place where you come from shape your music? We talk about England, of course.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, of course, like, we're oi came from there, but I wouldn't say that it shapes my understanding of the music. I think my background from a lower working class background is what shapes the way that I am personally, and my lyrics and the way that I sing and things like that, which is the same for the old Oi bands. But I think with Britain, whilst there might be different styles, you can tell when an Oi band is British. You know, there's a very British sense around the music and the way that the dialect and the lyrics and things like that.
Yes, because your lyrics face political and social issues. So I think England is a big source for this kind of stuff.
Because the country's fucked, that's why. Sorry for swearing. Can't be forced through the same old shit that you're running your mouth and face off to it. Give me a look like you never knew. When I ask you what you're gonna do, things like that, all life, the life, the best is better than the devil, you know. The can't be doing it for your satisfaction. Now you think it's right to go home. Why you say it's right for me, yeah. It's like you say it's just nice for me, yeah.
Your latest album a bit more, so What a Fucking Nightmare, of course.
Yeah, I mean, once we finished Retaliation, the first album, we didn't stop writing. So the new album, it took maybe a year and a half later to come out, but it was just a continuation from Retaliation. There's 16 tracks on it, so after Retaliation, I didn't know what I would even write about with lyrics, but I ended up writing 16 more songs, you know, and it's quite crazy. It was a lot of work and a lot of time went into it, but I'm very proud of what we did. I mean, the album itself is What a Fucking Nightmare, and we try and touch on what we think a nightmare would be in different scenarios. So there's a lot of political nightmares in there. There's a lot of personal, social nightmares. I mean, Bloodsucker is about just somebody pissing you off. And if that's just a nightmare, you know, and then also No Gimmicks is about our nightmare of a government. So it tries to follow a kind of a theme, you know.
I'm curious, do you write your songs thinking that you'll perform them live? So how much is your audience involved in your writing process?
I'll be honest, not at all. I write first and then I worry about that later. I like to make a song catchy. So to think, like, if I play it live, if it's something that I would like to see or I would like to listen to, that's what I try and do that. But generally, I just go, and if I can't do it live and then it sounds like shit, then that's okay as well. I take the chance.
You are now on tour, and you are going to play Rebellion.
But we on Friday, because I'm from Blackpool, where Rebellion is.
Okay.
So we travel up to Blackpool on Friday, and we play the main stage at Rebellion, which for me is a huge, huge deal, because I've been going to that festival since the late 90s, so when it was called Holidays in the Sun.
I've never been to Blackpool.
I mean, Rebellion is good, but Blackpool, it's not the greatest place.
How do you feel about the current punk scene, both in UK but also globally?
I think in, especially in Europe, I think the punk and the oi and hardcore scene is thriving. There's so many great bands from Italy, like Spirito del Lupo from Milan, and in Basque Country, and also in like Barcelona with Brooks. And there's a lot of great bands around Europe. In the UK, something is happening. More bands are starting to come through. It's taking a little bit of time, but it's starting to regain the scene that it used to have, and it's great to see. I'm very proud of it, but it's in general, main Europe, like I say, Italy, Basque Country, France, and like Spain, is for me, it's the peak of where it's been for a long time. It's great. It's great.
I think the best part of this scene, the punk scene globally, is that you go to concerts of the other bands, so you support the scene.
Of course. It's the best thing. I mean, you've always got to be able to support your scene. We can go on tour around, not to America and shit, but when we come back to England, we're always going to our local shows, or we put on shows and things. So it's always good to give back, you know. It's part of the scene. It's the DIY aesthetic.
Yeah, of course. So what are some of your favorite moments as a band so far?
I'd say our tour, doing a tour with GBH in America was a big one. We are, because obviously GBH are one of my favorite bands, and to be able to play all around the west coast of America, then into Texas and hang out with them every day was a big deal for me, and it was one of my best experiences. We also did a UK tour with the Chats from Australia, and that was big venues, stuff that we're not used to, like 5,000 people each show, and that was amazing, just an amazing time. It's just the best thing about with the Chisel is there's a lot of new experiences, you know. So we can play the DIY or the smaller shows, but we get to do some pretty crazy stuff sometimes, which I'm very thankful for.
What's next for the Chisel? Last question, Carl. Thank you.
Rebellion. In 2 weeks, then we play Badalona for Beach Beer Chaos for 2 weeks after that. And then we come back for the festival in Milan, which I'm going to, because I love Milan, so it's like from Friday, I'm going to do Friday to Monday, have a little holiday when I'm there. And then we go to America for 2 weeks afterwards. So it's, we're doing a whole US tour. Then it's Christmas, so we're going to see our family. And then we start the new year fresh. Maybe write some new music. I don't know yet.
Okay, perfect. So thank you very much, Carl Graham, for your work from the Chisel, of course.
thank you so much, and I'll see you September 1st.
Yeah, of course, for Punkadega Festival. Thank you,
guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.